Hello?
Good evening. My name is Michael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, and I am not registered to vote.
I'm voting. I'm voting. I don't know. I'm not voting for Joe Biden. I mean, Kamala, whatever the hell her name is. But I'm voting.
So you're definitely going to vote.
I don't know where to vote, because I just moved here, but I'll find out.
So you can say you're definitely going to vote.
I certainly am.
Okay. With which political party are you registered?
I'm registered, but not by party.
Okay. So you will say no party affiliation?
No party affiliation.
Okay. What is your
That's
main
right.
racial background?
White.
Thank you. What is your age?
75.
And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
I wouldn't say they're going in the right direction.
Very expensive.
Yep.
And from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus most to help you and your family? The options are K through 12 education, taxes, local growth and development, abortion, housing and property insurance costs, illegal immigration, climate change and the environment, access and cost of healthcare, the economy and jobs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and public safety.
Healthcare prices, pharmaceutical prices. For seniors. Senior health care and definitely prescription drugs.
Okay. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describe how likely you are to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate?
Oh, I'm not voting Democrat at all.
So the options are definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, and lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
No, definitely Republican.
Excellent. Okay. And do you approve?
Oh, my husband as well.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I can tell you right now, you don't have to read me anything. Definitely disapprove.
So would you say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or
definitely don't.
Strongly
disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I can approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
You will now be given a list
Better
of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first person is Sienna Osta.
You know what? I don't know any of the people. I don't know any of the senators. I don't know any of them. So you just put I don't know.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
Hater.
So unfavorable will be very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
What?
And just in case, Mike Caruso?
Who?
Never heard? Mike
Never
Caruso.
Heard.
Okay, no problem.
No, I don't know him.
If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Yeah. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sienna Oster, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
I'm going Republican.
And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
You will now be asked just a few short demographic questions.
You know what? I'm done. I don't want to answer any more questions, okay?
It's almost done. It will be of great help to us. It's almost done. Just two more questions and we're done.
Oh, come on. All right, hurry up.
Okay, and regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump. I said that already. That's a repeat.
No, on the 2020 presidential, the past election.
Oh, you know what? I didn't vote for either one of them.
Okay, a problem. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Nope, I vote whoever I like. I am not registered a party.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
2 years of college.
And what is your religion?
My religion?
Yes.
Catholic.
Catholic. Okay. Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day. Thank you for your time.